You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I want to know what you think of what Texas is doing, turning back residents of Louisiana, if you have Louisiana plates, at the border, in case you're just there to get away from the hot spots that are in Louisiana now, including New Orleans. How do you feel about that? If we were doing it, can you imagine us doing that, turning people back at Massachusetts or certainly Ontario or Pennsylvania, all the neighboring states and provinces, and said you can't come in because we haven't vetted you and you're not welcome. I don't know. I can understand why they're doing it, but I'm not really sure about it. The next question I have is, do you know anybody who is virus positive, got a positive test? And I'd like to know about the test itself. I've seen an outline of it. Does not look pretty. Also, any kind of traveling. We're going to be talking tomorrow to a woman who's driving back home in Buffalo from Florida, and see what it's like to be on the road with a lot of things closed. And the governor said we're going to extend this for 2 weeks. The president says I'll see you 2 weeks and raise you for 2 weeks. And so it's 4 weeks for the feds. Let's go to CJ. Let's go CJ on line one. CJ, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, CJ.
Hello. Yeah, we've been told once, twice, three times what we have to do. And I hope the American people are smart enough to follow instructions and we don't need quarantines and so far. We should be better than that. And I got my fingers crossed for a big celebration on the 4th of July.
Well, that would be great. 4th of July is Independence Day, after all. But there's a famous saying, no one ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the U.S. population. And I think there are times when you look at those kids down at the beach in Florida and other examples where I think that's very believable.
I agree completely. And I would not let, if I had a kid on the beach in Florida, they would have been sleeping in my car for 2 weeks.
If my kid said, I want to go to Florida, I'm going to go to Florida, I'd say, pack up your room now and put it in the trunk of your car, because we're not going to be the test guinea pig when you come home. We had that one story online where the kid went against his parents' wishes and then came back. They filled his trunk with groceries, gave him $300 and said, hit the road, because we don't know if you're carrying anything or not. And I don't blame him. I mean, that the kid is taking a big gamble, not just for himself, but for his parents.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't know anyone with the virus, but I'll tell you, my house has never been cleaner.
That's true. Us too, although we have a very clean house anyway, but now it's clean because we got time to do more cleaning. It's a deep cleaning now. Well, thank you, CJ. We appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's go to line two, which would be Greg in Cheektowaga. Greg, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm on remote. I'm home with a lovely lady, and we're enjoying the broadcast. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a son in that did some time in a correction facility. He is being released tomorrow, and I am definitely, with CJ just calling us saying 4th of July, I don't see this even getting better by then, and I'm being optimistic here. You listen to the governor, I'm being very adamant of what the governor's saying, and then he's going back saying he's not, you know, be proactive instead of reactive. Well, all these prisoners, my son specifically, is just one being released tomorrow. So my question is, why aren't these prisoners being tested before they go out into society?
My question. That's an excellent point. I think it's a fair request, too. And I agree with you. I think it's going to be later than earlier, because look at it like this. It's coming up to a certain curve at a certain speed. When suddenly we've reached that apex that they talk about, it doesn't go down fast. It would go down at the same ratio which it came up. And unless we come up with something like that medicine they were trying out from the tests in France, which took care of, they had 40 people in the test, all 40 recovered. If something like that happened, we could see a fairly quick recovery, as long as we had the medicine to do it.
And my only concern is if the numbers do go down. Now, for instance, in that with families and friends of my family, with my 81-year-old mother and everything, I have to tell my son when he comes home tomorrow that he cannot go see people. And there's, just to give you a shot, there's 60 people, it could be more, that he knows and everything. So you're talking to the average population, if he does have it and not know it, that he's going to be infected, just one prisoner, 60 people.
Oh, yeah, and it's not personal. It's something, no matter who it was, that we have to do. You've got to find a place to shelter in place for at least a couple of weeks so we feel comfortable about seeing you again. And I think he should be able to understand that. He might be anxious to get home and see the people he missed, but he's also got to understand the danger in doing such a thing.
That is correct. And that I hope Governor Cuomo and that, I just hope in that he, you know, he does have, I don't know what the test kits are, but I feel like any prisoner being released should be tested before they go out into society, or it's just going to keep on spreading.
I agree with you. I think it's a reasonable request, too. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBN. I'd like to thank Vanna Pollock, who's handling a lot of the technical side here. I'm just living large, enjoying doing the show again today. Let's go to Daryl, who's on line three from Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Well, I got a lot of things to talk about this.
I bet you do there, Daryl. We'll start from the top.
Did you get the postcard from the CDC?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get one?
No, I did not. I did get the census, but no official government correspondence.
It's what it is. It's the guidelines for America, right?
But okay.
I noticed.
What?
It's only in English.
Good. That's a good step. We don't want it in 17 languages, unlike your gas bill.
Yeah, but stop and think about it. How many people have we got in this country right now that can't read English?
That's right. We got 330 million people, of which 12 can read English.
I don't even know. You know me. I pick up on stupid stuff.
I like that, though. When the gas company started sending the bills in so many languages that there has to be a second page full of the languages that the bill's in, I thought, this is getting to be ridiculous. Pretty soon it'll be for English push 2.
I get a thing from my health care. Same thing. 3-4 pages of, you know, all the stuff. And they know I'm American or
yep.
English speaking, whatever.
I'm listing my name as Carmen Miranda. I want to be multicultural with fruit on my head.
Are you going to, I want to know if you're going to change the name of the show.
To what?
No.
To Dumkus and Company?
Think about this.
Yeah.
Breakfast with
the breakfast with the beach.
With the beaches, but don't say it too fast.
Breakfast at the beach. Yeah, breakfast on the beach.
The beaches.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, when Mrs. Pollock becomes Mrs. Beach, then we can do that.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Because
that's the kind of power I have. I can get a woman to change her last name. I mean, think about the power there.
That's a lot.
It really is.
You got it. Now you got to think about it this way too. You're almost like you're semi-retired.
Right? Yeah. This is like that. I mean, it's cool.
You know, you get up in the morning. I mean, you could be sitting there eating your steak and eggs while you're doing your show.
I worked almost 60 years to get to work a four-day week. It's finally here, and we have a pandemic.
I can't think of anything in my lifetime that has hit hit this country the way this thing has. You know, the only other thing I could think of that would be worse?
World War II.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was obviously...
right now, the way everybody is divided, I could imagine it would be a... Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, it's just... Yeah, and we came together, and I wish we would come together with this and get past the labels of Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, that kind of stuff.
Have you looked at any of the pictures? My wife and I got out. We got some shirt tail relation in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Okay.
In the middle of all this, their whole business district got literally wiped out because she had a whole bunch of pictures on this morning. Oh, and you guys wanted to talk to somebody. Have Randy look on the Memories of Medina website.
Okay.
The lady is back. Here, the very first one we had from Orleans County, she got stuck in Florida for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Hotel room. The worst part was then they had to rent a car to come home because they couldn't get a flight.
Yeah, it seems like it would be easier to rent a car than trying to fly. I know my sister a few weeks ago was after she got married up here. She and her husband got on an airplane. You think a flight to Florida would be pretty easy. It was a nightmare for her, an absolute nightmare. She's thinking when they come up for the wedding, if it's possible, they're going to come up by train. I think train is much more enjoyable. It's relaxing. Sometimes airplane travel is a nightmare.
You know, it's just as bad out in Boston. I mean, I had to listen to the station out of Boston again last night.
WBZ, probably in Boston?
Oh, I listened to all the powerhouse stations. And
Radio 103, WBZ.
Yep, and it used to be WJZ, right?
Not that I recall. It was always Radio 103. The disc jockeys at the time I was growing up on BZ in Boston put out a movie. They made their own movie. And I went to the theater to see it because it was so cool to see what those guys looked like in person, because everybody listened to BZ in New England, and they really had their act together. And then and now, it's a class radio station. I'm not sure if we own it or not. We own so many stations now, I can't even keep track of them. But always a class act, WBZ in Boston.
What else could I say this morning?
Well, you've said a lot of good things. You've kept the show moving forward.
What other questions? You got the big...
Do you know anybody that got it? Also, how do you feel about extending it a full month? The governor has extended it 2 weeks, and the president went 4 weeks. Is 4 weeks too much? Is 2 weeks enough? I mean, 2 weeks... Yeah, I guess it's as flexible as 4 weeks, but that's what we're starting to look at now, 4 weeks.
I'm up in the air on that because you got to get on the downside of the curve.
Yeah, you do. Yep.
And if we don't get it, you can't do it. And it's still, you know, has anybody figured out, is there any common thread to the whole thing?
I don't. It's an international epidemic. If you look at a world map, outside of there's some spots in Africa that don't look like they've been hit hard, but everything else in the whole world looks red on that map. So it's not just our problem, it's everybody's problem. Hey, thanks for the call, Daryl. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, if you look overseas, I mean, Europe is just blighted, and so is Asia. Africa, not too bad. And, of course, over here, we've got it. I haven't noticed South America. I should look up South America and see how they are. But the bottom line is they expect things in the past. Things have gotten better when the weather got warmer. Now, whether that happens now or not, I don't know. And yet we have warm weather in Florida, and it certainly isn't any better down there than it is anywhere else. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Mr. Buzzy Beamer, Mr. Beamer, what do you have in Facebook, please?
All right, so we're also asking, how do you feel about the Texas-Louisiana policy on Facebook? And Marcia says, I feel the horse is out of the barn and the door behind him is locked. It's too late for this. The virus is everywhere. Many Texans went to Mardi Gras, and those cases are showing up now.
Well, that's true. Mardi Gras is not that far from Texas, and it's easy for them to go over there, party, 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 and come back to Texas. So if they're not stopping them, I mean, I think they're missing part of the ball. That's a good point. I never thought of that. Have you guys ever wanted to go to Mardi Gras?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I thought it looked like fun. Looks like fun, I should
say. If I could carry enough beads, as long as I don't run out of beads.
Now, there's motivation.
Yeah, under the album of Yahoo, hee-haw, there we go. Trade with the natives, yes. How many? Look, big shiny beads, very nice.
And they also have good food down there.
New Orleans, yeah. The last time we were in New Orleans, it was the beginning of our tour, there was a restaurant right across the street from the hotel, and it was excellent. It was crowded, as most places in New Orleans would be, but the food was very, very good. Left a really a good taste in my mouth, so to speak. All right. When we come back, we want to talk to you. The basic questions, the Texas policy of turning around cars with Louisiana plates, because there are hot spots in Louisiana now, unless you have a bona fide address that you're going to shelter in place in Texas for 2 weeks, they turn you back. How do you feel about that? Do you know anybody who is virus positive? It was announced that Darius Pridgen is positive now. We wish him all the best in a healthy recovery. And we're going to a year. It's been extended by four. It's going by a whole month is what I meant to say. By 4 months by the president. Give us a call now. We'll talk to you after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You see, as serious as this is, and people dying right and left and denying entrance to a state and whatever, we still haven't gotten through to younger people how serious it is. They're not taking it serious enough. I told you, my sister called me. She lives in Daytona and said they went to by the beaches. One beach totally closed because they do it by county down there. The next one wasn't closed and was packed, packed with kids. And so I think what you need, as weird as it sounds, you need something they would understand, that they would do, that they might use to get through that this is a serious thing. For instance, they talk about a six-foot space between people when you're out. It's hard to gauge 6 feet, all right? 3 feet in a yard, so it's only 3 yards. It's not much in a football first down, all right? So I think they should raise it to 10 feet. Now, I'll tell you why. Because then you could have a little fun marketing it and making sure they remember how serious it is by saying, I could touch you with this 10-foot pole. Because how many times, guys, let's be honest, you looked and you said, oh, no, I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole, right? Isn't it 10 feet? They're not coming on to answer.
I'm sorry, we're getting a directive from ABC again.
Oh, what are they talking about? A new press conference?
Probably over and over and over and over.
That squawk box would drive me nuts.
It's crazy.
If I were in that studio, that squawk box would last about four minutes. It would be now scrap metal. If we put out a 10-foot pole and said, I could touch you with this 10-foot pole, I think you might be able to reach some of the kids that aren't paying attention now because they could have some fun with it.
You know what's funny is the younger folks are blaming the older folks for not paying attention to the stay-home edict, and the older folks are saying, no, it's the younger. So somebody's lying here.
Somebody in between. Was that a text about the grandmother, Bernie? Was that a text or an email? Which one was it? About going to Erie? It's a text. We got a text. Now, when you get a text, we can't verify whether it's true or not. There's a certain amount of trust involved. We assume it's true. You'd have to be pretty strange to be pranking somebody during a national or international epidemic. But it says, don't get too cocky because it says that you're clear. According to that, his grandmother got tested on Saturday. And said, and it was a clean test. No, don't worry about it. Now, most of us would think, okay, that means we're pretty safe now. At least we don't have it now. Well, what was this? Sunday, Monday. Today is Monday. 2 days later.
Died last night.
Okay. Got tested Saturday. Sunday night died. Now, it was a grandmother, and she was 80-something years old. 88. She was 88 years old. Still driving, by the way. But got tested according to this. Now, I can't verify if it's true, but got tested one day and on a Saturday, last Saturday, and Sunday night died. So that's pretty scary. Now, it could have been a fault. You know how you hear about false positives, and I guess they have them in medicine too. Let's just hope this wasn't a false positive. Let's go to Peter in St. Catharines. Peter, you're on WBEN. Hello, Peter.
Thank you to Joe and Tony for such a good show as always.
So, thank you.
I want to weigh in again because I'm an avid listener and supporter of this president, but I'm taking off my political hat, putting on my epidemiology hat, and a little politics. First of all, I think, stepping back again, president is doing an excellent job based on the situation at hand. He has to be informed by all the advisors that are leading all of those health agencies, CDC, NIH, etc. He's like the CEO, which we know. So it's what they're giving him and his own decision-making capabilities to make a final decision. And I think as of today, he's doing a superb job. I do think in the beginning, I now understand where I listened to you this morning and the incrementalism, in the sense that at first he was talking about April 12th, now we're at April 30th. I think what they must do, though, is get a little firm in terms of don't throw out dates to the public, because they like people who are making clear decisions and firm. They don't like the indecision. And in his talk yesterday, he mentioned, you see, the reporters are constantly trying to hit him and bait him. And
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he's such an honest, open person. He wants to go with them. But he has to be very careful of the things that he says, because people are listening to him and hanging on his words. Because then when he said April 30th, he said, who knows, you know, you take a look, see what's happening. Something may happen by June. You can't use all those different time periods. You need to be very firm at this stage. What I would want him to do is put a muzzle on all of his people, like Fauci and these people. No more talk shows. These people are going on all of the talk shows on Saturday and Sunday. And if you listen to their language properly, they are at odds with him in some things. And you don't want that. You want this very tight. Everybody must speak with the same message. And the reality, Sandy, is there's so much disinformation. Because listen, I'm looking at a lot of data. I have a lot of data because I'm involved in this. And I'm just saying. We know of a lot of elderly people who get infected, and they come out of this very fine. So it's a very complicated situation, but the data seems to be almost clear that the people at risk here are elderly population who have a bunch of underlying medical conditions, because the reality is this is an infection that creates an inflammatory response at the level of the lungs, such that it creates a type of pneumonia that, like an influenza, etc., that causes breathing difficulty. And elderly people, because you are older, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to become elderly. Because you're older, your lungs are less compliant, etc., and you might need some assistance. The problem, the rate-limiting step, don't care how you look at the data, don't care who are the risk groups, is access to a mechanical ventilator. And when you look at the data, Sandy,
yes,
the United States has about 100 to 120,000 mechanical ventilators online across America. Between what's in the hospitals and projected what is in the military, etc. If you look at the population of America, 340 million, and you project that there are about 25 million people 75 and above, in that you have about 10 million that, let's say, is about 80 and above. That 10 million is the nerve center. That is the 10 million that's causing the angst in the United States, because that 10 million are the ones that have secondary conditions. And that 10 million Americans are the 10 million who's at risk.
Let me ask you a question. Have you heard anecdotally of any false positives in the test? Because we got a text, which we can't verify, but person said his grandmother was tested in Erie, Pennsylvania at a reputable place on Saturday and given a clean bill of health regarding the test. What?
Of course.
She wasn't. Hold on. Go ahead. Yeah, come here. All right, hold on, Peter. Hold on. I want to get this straight. Yes, go ahead.
She was just tested on Saturday, found to be positive, and then died on Sunday.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a false positive like that? Get tested one day and die the next?
No. Well, hold on. The piece you just played was she was tested as positive and died on Sunday.
Yes.
Soon after. So she tested positive for the infection. So she had the infection. False positive is if you test, which I think you know, but I'm just reading it, saying it.
Yeah.
A false positive is if we are saying you are positive, you're testing positive with a particular test, but you don't have the particular condition.
And you die.
Well, false positive is we are saying, based on the test, that you are positive, but you did not have the condition.
That's correct.
Yes, she didn't test. This was not false positive. From what I just heard, she tested positive.
Yeah, it's not technically a false positive because she tested
positive
one way and died within 2 days.
Well, it means
she tested positive.
It means that this person was ill. And by the time they tested, they already advanced in the condition. So when the test picked her up and tested positive, this person already had advanced illness.
So she was heading toward a problem anyway. Okay, I understand that.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it mixed up with another one we had earlier. So she tested positive and died one day later. So you got to really be careful. Peter, being an epidemiologist, always good to talk to you, especially during these times. Thank you for your help. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Now, I got it straight. Now, Bernie, she tested positive on Saturday and died on Sunday. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was the reverse. Okay, guys, let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. I finally got it right because I'm wearing headphones and Bernadette is writing things down and she's telling me things. And I had the story half right anyway. So the story is the woman was tested in Pennsylvania on Saturday, tested positive, and then was driving a car around despite the fact she's 88 years old, tested positive on Saturday and died on Sunday. There. Now, do I have it right now? Two thumbs up? Good. Okay, let's go to Tom in West Seneca. Tom, you're on WBEN. Hello, Tom. Is Tom there? Is Tom gone?
He should be there.
See Dick run, see Jane run after him. Tom, you're on WBEN. I don't think so. Let's go to Joe in Cheektowaga. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Hello.
Hello there, Joe. What do you have in mind to talk about today, Joe?
Sandy.
Yes, Joe. Can you not hear me?
Yes, Sandy. I can hear you. Can you hear me? This is Tom.
I can. Oh, okay. We're back to Tom. Okay. Yes, Tom. You're from West Seneca. What do you have for us today?
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure, sir. I just want to talk about social distancing. You know, I'm an old buzzard, and I have issues with young people doing that. I'm trying to remember when I was 18, if I would do that, I probably would. So I don't want to be too critical of them. My wife and I, who are in our 70s, we went for a ride the other day. And we went down Route 20. We saw Target, a lot of cars. We saw Walmart. I think there were probably 300 cars there.
They're wow.
Every restaurant. And I think it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong here. It's a good thing for sure. But I don't see the difference between closing restaurants where people are, you know, they're sitting at tables and they're not really very close to each other. But I think it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong here. Now we go to Walmart where there's probably 300-400 people in that store. And I'm thinking they're a lot closer to each other than they are in a restaurant. And, you know, I don't want to say that I have to want to close every store because people need stuff and we know all that. But I just don't see the difference.
The only thing I can figure out is that when you're at a restaurant sit down, you're sitting at a table and you stay there for maybe an hour in one place. And the servers come by, they serve you food, they take away some dishes, they bring dessert. At Walmart, even though there's probably more people in it, they're moving. They're not static, and that's the only thing I can think of because I think you bring up a good argument.
Well, I think that people are near each other in Walmart. I just think they are, and I've gone into stores to get stuff, and people are closer than you think. They're closer than than 10 feet that you want to do, which would be a really good thing. But I don't see how you could enforce that.
You know? I'd have my old 10-foot pole business.
I get you, man. I'm probably there with you. But
okay.
I'm just saying that I'm starting not to really understand the social distancing because one person has it in Walmart, has the virus, and you're going to have thousands and thousands of people that could contract it, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's true. You know, the trouble that we have, Joe, is that we spend our whole youth trying to get closer to people, usually women, and now we're being told we have to stay away from them, and that's not normal for us. We don't want to give that up.
Well, you're right. And what I'm saying is, you know, the young people, listen, I wish I was 18. I probably would be on the beaches. This will let you know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, maybe tomorrow, Tony, we can play I Wish I Was 18 Again. It was a very, very good country song. Okay, let's go to Joe in Cheektowaga. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Great show, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, so I wondered, financial guys touched on it on the weekend. I wondered if you have any knowledge if any schools are doing processing any layoffs. The thought being that everybody that was working at a school a month ago can't be required in a Zoom classroom today. Lunchroom staff, bus drivers, transportation, mentally disabled classrooms, guidance counselors, and so on. So if we're part of the federal government on state issues and lockdowns between borders, couldn't we participate in some of the unemployment that's given in the $2 trillion package?
Yeah, I know that they in the package, because I haven't seen it yet, and if you look at the size of it, it would take at least a decade to read it, is extending the benefits, but I don't know if they're extending who the benefits will end up in. So the bottom line is we don't know, but we can find out, and then we'll try and do that. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Sandy, yes. I mean, I know there's certain, like, the lunch staff at a lot of schools are still working because they're still preparing meals.
Lunch and breakfast, too, yeah.
And then most bus drivers are part-time. So, unfortunately, if they don't have a shift, they're not getting paid. To answer two of the questions he proposed.
There's so many questions and so few answers in this stuff. Everybody wants a miracle finish. And I think the president, by going a full 30 days forward, is kind of like the frog in the water, as I said earlier. He wished we could have done it by Easter. We can't do it by Easter. He's doing what the critics said he should do, but they don't give him any credit for it. Even though he's doing what they suggest, then they don't give him credit for it. You figure that one out, okay? This is a disregard for a president I've never seen in my life, and I think he's doing a good job. I truly do. Think of the massive amount of work involved with this. Like, Cuomo's getting very good reviews, and even for me, I thought he would, and still do, think he's doing a good job. He's working with one state. I know it's the Empire State. It's New York. The president has New York and 49 others and some territories, okay? So he's got a lot more to look at in the landscape, and people don't give him credit for that, and I think you really do have to. All right, that about wraps it up. I'm going to take my headphones off and go sit on the couch. I love this show. It is really cool. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.